Bitter cold temperatures will likely overrun the entire Midwest as we move forward through the second half of the coming weekend and through the first half of next week. These temperatures will likely get to be record or near record low levels and will likely have a big impact on transportation and energy consumption as we go forward through the period of time. The forecast does not generate a tremendous amount of storminess for the Midwest. The air is just becoming more and more dry. A storm system moved through the Midwest here over the last 24 hours and will continue in the eastern Midwest and up the Atlantic coast here today and will likely generate some significant snowfall. A second disturbance will likely evolve as we move into the weekend ahead of the bitter cold outbreak that is expected, but it will not have a lot of moisture to work with, and the amount of snow that occurs from that system will probably be somewhat restricted. With that said, though, I wouldn't be surprised to see a fairly well-organized low-pressure system develop in the Tennessee Basin or portions of the Ohio River Basin and work its way from there into the northeastern U.S. for a second storm system in a one-week period of time. The two storm systems will cause some trouble with travel across the easternmost Midwest and certainly the middle and north Atlantic coastal region, and we'll likely continue to monitor that rather closely. These two storm systems will certainly cause some air travel delays as well as creating an environment for stronger energy consumption across the interior northeastern part of the U.S. as well as most of the Midwest as temperatures plummet to their extreme cold. Just how cold will it be? Well, temperatures will probably drop below minus 40 in portions of Minnesota and North Dakota. Negative 20s and negative 30s will occur across the rest of the northern plains and portions of Wisconsin. We'll see sub-zero readings down to southern Kansas, southern Missouri, portions of the Ohio River Valley. Wouldn't surprise me to see some negative temperatures just slightly south of this region, perhaps and reaching the northernmost fringes of the Delta. And some single-digit readings will be possible across the Tennessee River Basin if they manage to get some snow to fall across that region, which I think is still a possibility. Putting snow on the ground in the Tennessee River Basin while a bitter cold air mass comes into the Midwest raises potential for issues in the southeastern corner of the U.S. Perhaps citrus areas in Florida will experience some freezing conditions during the early part of next week. In the meantime, there will not be any serious threat to the winter wheat crop in the Midwest because of recent snowfall and that which is yet to come. The odds are relatively good that we'll end up with a fair amount of protection for the wheat in the Midwest. The plains may be a little different story since the coldest air may not bring a significant amount of precipitation into some of the hard red winter wheat country, and a close monitoring of that area will be warranted. But it also looks like the temperatures will probably not be as cold there as they will be in the heart of the Midwest. A close monitoring of that situation is certainly warranted. Well, the temperatures as we transition into the bitter cold will likely generate a strong wind as well. Some windy conditions will occur across the Midwest, first from the south. This will occur as we go through the day tomorrow, and those southerly winds will bring warm and moist air into the middle of the country, setting the stage for that second storm system of size to possibly develop across the eastern U.S. And then the cold air will come in, and a strong low-pressure system will evolve as the cold air settles in and will have strong northerly winds. In both cases, the wind speeds will probably be sustained at 15 to 30 miles per hour, with the strongest winds in the upper parts of the Midwest, where extreme wind chills will be possible. We'll look for some improvement in the weather outlook as we move forward in time. In the meantime, portions of Argentina have received some significant rainfall overnight, easing them out of a really stressful dryness situation. However, much more precipitation is still needed in parts of the country. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.